There was a major announcement downtown Tuesday concerning both tacos and a favorite San Antonio band. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan was there.
UTSA's Buena Vista Theater filled with throngs of people, the smell of breakfast tacos, and palpable anticipation. Actor and dancer Jesse Borrego.
Music and tacos. What more do you want? What more can you ask for?
He noted playfully that San Antonio's neighbor to the northeast is not the home of breakfast tacos.
Step back, Austin. We still have the best breakfast tacos.
The soiree was set up to announce the new location of April 4th's Taco Fest, UTSA's downtown campus.
Welcome to the future home of the third annual Taco Fest, Music y Mas.
UTSA President Taylor Amy, filmmaker Jim Mendiola, and District 5 City Councilperson Shirley Gonzalez spoke. She shared a story about her young daughter.
You all know that I'm not lying when I say her first word was taco. You know it. Taco, taco, taco.
Borrego announced a lineup of performers including Grammy winners Lila Downs and Augie Myers, Heritage Fellow on Squeezebox Santiago Jimenez, Allison Alonso, Piñata Protest, Fea, Bombasta, and many others. But the real stars of the press conference reunited just for Taco Fest.
Girl in a Coma will be at this year's Taco Fest.
Hold your head up, though you're shaking. I never felt a rush like this.
Girl in a Coma broke up about a year and a half ago. Band members Jen Alva and Fonny Diaz then formed Fea. While Nina Diaz moved to L.A. to pursue a solo career, their performance is an anniversary of sorts.
Yeah, it's been, the last show we had was a Taco Fest, so they invited us back and we're having a reunion show for it.
But after 2 years apart, are they still in sync?
You know, we always have this chemistry with each other no matter what, so it's just nice to wake that up again.
It was easy, we're just riding a bike.
But they warned this isn't a permanent reunion. Fonny says Fea still plans to promote last fall's new album.
Yeah, we just put a record out, so we have a bunch of tours to do still.
Lead singer Nina Diaz is also putting the finishing touches on a new album and will tour when that comes out. That said, she's just moved back to San Antonio from L.A.
Yeah, couldn't get away from home. Yeah. Home is home.
There's more on Taco Fest at tpr.org. In San Antonio, I'm Jack Morgan.